Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, well, this is interesting. I am supposed to be having audio playing, and it is not. So I am going to have to improvise. So Rosie, I'm going to see if I can get it whilst I'm talking to you all. So good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. This is Clara Gibson, life, health and wellbeing coach of Make That Difference and Your Health in Your Hands, .usana.com. And I do have an audio with my lovely colleague, Rosie Wall, and she is supposed to be playing it, and the system is supposed to be playing it, and it isn't playing. So I will see if I can get it up, but I have a feeling that maybe I'm going to be a little bit stuck. And so what is Expressions Of about? Expressions Of is a program for women which is to going to help women to explore why they might not have fulfilled their sense of what they themselves could be. And what it is that keeps them stuck. So we're going to be exploring how various thinking patterns, things that you can do with your mind, and how creativity can help women through the process of doing things to really realize their potential. Because women, in essence, I would say, and are creators. Now, some people would struggle with this, because of maybe various religious beliefs. But, I mean, obviously men play a role in women's innate role to be creators of the future generations. Now, Rosie, I know, would have some difficulty with that, because she doesn't have children and doesn't want children, and that is what is very interesting, why some women do and some women don't. But either way, potentially, we actually are hugely creative. And the way that we live in the world can help us to enable us to be really creative, or we can become quite limited because we do just become doers. So it's quite interesting to contemplate that here am I saying that maybe through taking up creative, exploring creative skills, be it through art, pottery, embroidery, dressmaking, gardening, theatre, filmmaking, photography, but it enables women to sort of like explore their vision, explore their perspective of the world, and to enable them to express how they see life and how they experience their world in a different way. It puts it outside of them. Now, habits of thinking, which because of the life, health and well-being aspect of me, can enable women to be even more creative. Because depending upon the way that we think, we can either think of things as being possible or not possible. You may have learned that maybe you're not, somebody told you that you're not creative, or somebody told you that you weren't very good at something. And if that happened in your early childhood, or perhaps in a way that made you feel really uncomfortable, or perhaps a little humiliated because it happened in front of others that you wished that person had, you know, somebody had not said such a thing, sort of publicly, you may then have continued telling yourself, well, I'm not very good, or I can't do that, or, you know, if I explore my creativity again, somebody else might be, you know, humiliating to me. So by unknitting the way that you think and the things that you say to yourself, you can enable yourself to be more relaxed, biochemically being relaxed rather than stressed will enable your brain to open up and to be able to see possibilities rather than limitations and only what you've known before. So your creativity is huge, and your potential is unlimited. And very often your potential has barely been allowed to bud, let alone blossom, because of the routine and perhaps the ruts that you get into in life, doing jobs, you know, parenting, mothering, doing chores, caring for others, obeying managers. You know, we get stuck into doing what we have to do because we believe that we have to do it, which fills our time to the brim and makes it very difficult for us to be creative. We stop looking to the left, to the right, above us, and so we lose so much of the world that we live in. I would say that so many people almost exist rather than live their lives, and that so many people live their lives more inside their heads, slightly in a creative way. You could be, the stories that you may be telling yourself inside your head, which may be limiting you, are actually as much creations as they are reality. And so our series of expressions of will enable you to explore your feelings and your thoughts, and enable you to take your first steps and your second and third and your running steps to being really creative in all sorts of ways. Now, the unfortunate thing about the recording that we made, which was supposed to come out on Blog Talk Radio, but it was going to be a recorded episode, is that, as I've said, I can't upload the recording. So I'm going to make that one a podcast, and you will be able to access it via iTunes in a few days, because it is interesting. It gives some background to Rosie and it gives some background to me. But our aim is to really help you to free yourselves to be creative in your lives. And I know I've gone off on a slight tangent here. You see, I think there are so many different ways of being creative. I think that if we are allowed to be free in implementing what we do, and that could be being teaching, that could be, you know, what I do as a life, health and well-being coach, I see that helping people to be free in their thinking and develop and grow their confidence so that they can do what they want to do, that is my version of creativity. Yes, I've sung and I've acted in my lifetime. I love doing tapestry. I don't have that much time. I also love doing sculpture. I love working with clay. I find it really lovely. I do have some paintings that I've done. I love gardening, and I love challenging the system. You've just been introduced to Wes, who is my young dog, who is nearly two, and he's underneath my desk, and he just barks. He has very acute hearing, and he hears dogs go past even across the junction, and he likes to communicate with them. So during our programs, you will hear his input on occasion. So I'm going to keep this program, today's episode, short. Next week, Rosie will be here and we will be having a discussion live. So I'm hoping that you will be able to join in. You can phone in and express your views. That's what we want. Expressions of is the myriad of ways that women can express themselves in the ways that they most want to, that make them feel most whole and most honoured, most pleased with themselves. And that will change from day to day to day. And there is, you know, we really would love you to engage with us. So I'm going to say goodbye for now. So today is a short program. And I will be uploading the podcast, as I said, on iTunes in a few days, because it's learning the processes of doing things. I'm not a really, I do lots of things on the internet, lots of coaching, coach people around the world, but I do need, I'm not one of the world's most techie people. So I'm going to have to work my way through this. So anyway, I hope you've found what I've been describing of interest. And I will post the link to the podcast in the comments so that you can listen to it. So I look forward to speaking with you, and I will have Rosie with me next week. So until next week, have a wonderful week. Lots of love and goodbye.